Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I wanted to talk about, of course, what's happening in the news, but not for the reasons that you think. And of course, just to give you a little bit of a catch-up, the Foreign Affairs Minister, Simon Coveney, has apologised for mistakes he made in relation to the abandoned appointment of the former Minister Catherine Zappone as a UN Special Envoy for whatever it happens to be the made-up title. Anyway, speaking to the committee, Coveney said, "The first thing I want to do is apologise to all the committee members for creating the circumstances that require a second hearing in the week on the same issue of the appointment of the Special Envoy." Now, if you've been following the story, you could not make it up. It is like a scene from Yes Minister. So you have everybody but Micheál Martin, it seems, at this stage, knew about this role. Even Pascal has been dragged into this. Leo was texting about it last week. We saw his texts as well to do with Merriongate. And now you have a situation where Simon Coveney is denying that there was a role offered to Catherine Zappone, even though she texted him. The texts were made available yesterday. So remember now, okay? On March the 4th, he said she was not offered a role because there was no role at that point, that they'd still been putting it together, right? But yet, she texted him and she said, "Hi, Simon. Thank you so, so much for offering me this incredible opportunity." Now, he is now saying she must have took him up the wrong way. But we don't have Simon's text because he's deleted them all. "It'll be such a privilege and I will be so proud to serve Ireland again. I think the time is really ripe for change too." Then later she texts him, "Could you let me know the time appointment is for and what are the next steps? And you know, I'm working with the UNFPA till mid to end of June. Thank you again so much, Simon, especially when you've so much on your plate. I spoke with Pascal too yesterday. Warmest, Catherine." And then on numerous other occasions, she was texting him wanting to know when the role was happening. The role that he was supposed to be putting together. But then she went and she met the Department Secretary, Niall Burgess, you know, to hammer things out, as she says. And they decided that it would be a 2-year role, would be a realistic time frame. And this is, of course, the role that Simon Coveney was meant to be putting together. "Thank you again for the privilege and the opportunity," she said on the 27th of July, after the news broke, of course, that Catherine Zappone would be appointed the role. "Thank you, Minister." "Yes, Minister." "I shall serve you and our beloved country to the best of my ability." Now, look, there is no doubt at this stage, unless we are stupid, that we think that there hasn't been nepotism, because there clearly has. And lobbying, which is also against the rules to try and influence a government minister or any political party. Influence. Undue influence. It's called lobbying. She must have sent between Leo and Simon and everybody else and everybody else she was on to, there must have been about 20 texts. "Is the role ready yet? When do I start? Can you let me know? I thought it was going to be June." All this kind of stuff. Constantly lobbying for the role. And yet they're saying, she wasn't offered the role. So somebody is delusional. Whether it's Catherine Zappone or Simon Coveney or Leo Varadkar, but somebody is clearly delusional in the whole picture here. Or somebody's not telling the truth. So leaving that aside, I was listening to yesterday on RTÉ, and I have to say, by the way, it's very rare that I would compliment other people on radio and the radio stations, but Sarah McInerney done a wonderful job yesterday interviewing Neil Richmond from Fine Gael. If people didn't hear it, you should go listen to it on a podcast. I shouldn't plug other radio stations, but it was absolutely wonderful. But anyway, there has been numerous escapades, and there was texts that came in that said, "Why are we focusing on all these things and not running a country?" In other words, really, is it that big of a deal? Now, we know nepotism has been happening in this country since the year dot. It's almost cultural. And I said this morning to Tara, and Tara said to me, "But look, if you were in a position you could get your son a job, would you?" And I said, "Of course I would." You know, nepotism has been around a long time. And mind you, in government, there's laws against nepotism. You're not meant to be doing it, but it's been done. And then on top of that, last year we had Golfgate. Then we had numerous ministers breaking COVID guidelines, which turned into a fiasco over 3 or 4 days. Of course, Leo hasn't been out of the news. If it wasn't his party in the park, it was Leo the Leak. And then we have, of course, Merriongate. And then over the weekend, of course, Leo away at a gig where Micheál Martin turns around today and says, "It's nobody's business what he does in his private time." Bullshit. Of course it's everybody's business. For example, if any minister, for example, was involved in any activity which could be considered to be not credible or bring the government into disrepute. Of course it's everybody's business. Golfgate happened while those individuals were on their private time and it became everybody's business. So it is people's business. What Leo does sometimes on his private time. He's entitled to his private time. But if he does something that discredits the government or government policy, of course it's our business. He's an elected representative. So, Micheál, cop on to yourself. You're meant to be the Taoiseach. Grow up, will you, for God's sake? Get a pair of you-know-whats like Leo. But the point I'm trying to make, all these stories have consumed the news, like it's consuming this show again today. They've consumed the news and the national debate. That's all everybody is talking about. And we're not talking about the real issues, which still exist. Homelessness. The HSE has fallen apart at the seams, and it has been for God knows how long. All these are the things we need to talk about. Mind you, it makes a change from COVID, but I'm just saying, do you believe we're focusing on the wrong thing? Are we focusing on the wrong thing? That's what I want to know today. Or are we right to be focusing on these things about Leo and about Merriongate and Golfgate and the latest, which is Zaponism? It's a great name, isn't it? Zaponism. Are we focusing on the wrong thing? Should we just go, ah, look, all right, you told a few lies. Come on, let's move on. Next. Table, run of the country. The number is 087-188-0008. Are we right to be dealing with these things, or should we be just moving on? Let me go to Alan. Alan, you're an Ireland's classic kid. How you doing, Alan?
Hi, good night. How are you?
Alan, are we wrong to be kind of over-focusing? I mean, this thing has consumed 3 weeks of the media and government.
No, we are 100% correct. To keep this in 100% focus for too long. These politicians have been messing about getting away with blue murder and what they've been doing, right? They want to make a rule and not follow a rule. Leo Varadkar himself came out after Golfgate and wanted to hold everyone to account because they were breaking the public spirit. He wants to hold everyone to account, but doesn't want to be held to account himself. He's two-faced and he's a hypocrite. Simon Coveney has been caught out now doing dodgy dealings in the background to get one of his buddies a job.
Well, he says he wasn't. And you heard him on the news saying that he never offered her the job, that she obviously took it up wrong. Hindsight, maybe he should have explained it better to her.
Where's the text? He deleted the text off his phone.
Again. Well, he has no text to prove that. No, he has no. Yeah.
He texted off his phone because he was hiding something. Leo Varadkar then sent out and showed these texts to try to throw everybody else under the bus to take the attention away from poor Leo. There's a reason why resigning Leo has been trending for the last 8 weeks. With thousands of retweets per day. Leo Varadkar has been caught. He's one of the most hypocritical people that ever lived in this country. And it's about time that he did the right thing and stepped down and grew a backbone. And these politicians...
Let me answer you a question, right? If Leo Varadkar resigned tomorrow, if Micheál Martin resigned tomorrow, if Simon Coveney resigned tomorrow, if there was an election tomorrow, they called an election because of no confidence in the government... What's it going to achieve apart from another waste of 3 months on another election where most likely the same two parties will probably get in again?
That may be the case, right? But Leo Varadkar got in after the fifth count, right? He wasn't exactly top of the poll. But what it does show is if you're going to do wrong, you are going to be held to account. For too long, politicians have been getting away with everything in this country and our absolute weak joke of a media. They're more interested in getting leaked documents from Leo and all the other buddies. Than actually holding these people to account.
Yeah, but the media... Well, no, in fairness, be fair to the media, and even on this occasion, no. Which I... By the way, I'm not one normally for throwing bouquets at RTE. They have stuck to the story, and RTE have been pushing them hard on this one. I mean, what more? The media can't fire them. They can only tell the people what's going on.
It's taken them too long to come to the public about the government not releasing FOI requests. So this should have been, they've only now said, we've been asked for these documents for 6 or 7 weeks or 8 weeks or 2 months. But they're only bringing that to the public domain now. If they're not getting these documents, that should be brought to the public domain straight away to let people know that politicians are not releasing documents they're supposed to be releasing.
But you know as well as I do, this probably wouldn't have come into the public domain if it hadn't have been for Merriongate.
Yes. But again, the reason why it's kicked so much of a fuss over Merriongate is because what happened at Golfgate, Leo Varadkar's attitude... and wanting everybody held to account, and in the media, calling on people to step down from their positions. Right, he done this himself. He commanded the people, you were breaking the spirit of the Irish public because what everyone's having to do, everyone's having to sacrifice. And Leo goes to the exact same thing himself. So it's two fingers up to the people of this country again. And with him going to the UK, he can go to whatever festival he wants now, right? Couldn't give a crap. But for too long, he has done nothing but mouth about the UK. How they're a basket case when it comes to COVID. How they're this, how they're that, right? And now that he goes to the UK for practice, all of a sudden he's following the local guide. You know,
I'm not disagreeing with you. It is hypocritical, mind you, again, to point out that he didn't break any guidelines locally or he didn't break any laws. But in saying that, he breaks the spirit of the guidelines, and that's the whole point of it. But in saying that, you know, you had Leo the Leak, of course, during the year as well, which is still being investigated by an Garda Síochána Conor, so let's not go too deep into that one. But you also had, you know, Merion Gate, you had Golf Gate, you'd, I don't know how many different occasions different ministers were caught breaking a guideline, or we all focused on somebody not wearing a mask when they should have been, and all this kind of carry on. And all I'm saying is, it's consuming the news when we still have a country to run. Do you know what I mean? I mean, so, I mean, those other things haven't gone away that we spoke to before COVID happened, by the way. You know, we had homelessness, we had problems in the HSC, you know, we had people on trolleys. All those other things, they all still haven't gone away. They're all still there.
Yeah, and they need to be dealt with, right? And I fully 100% agree with you, and your coverage on COVID, so we spent too much time talking about COVID and not dealing with other health issues that were happening. But the politicians have caused this themselves in the way they behave themselves, and namely Louis Riker and the way he's behaved around Golf Gate, calling for everybody else to resign. Now, people are fed up with him, the way he behaves, the way he walks around thinking he's the big ding-a-ling. And it's about time that he grew a backbone and done what was right and stepped down from his position and bring Simon Coney with him and bring the other weasel, Simon Harris, with him.
What about Micheál Martin, who turned around yesterday and said what Leo did in his own private time is nobody's business, which is a bit daft.
So the problem you have with Micheál Martin is, like, this is exactly the problem.
He doesn't have any backbone,
that's what the problem is. Pension politicians. We were landed with that in FPE shit, Enda Kenny, at Taoiseach, because he's been around long enough, we should give him a go. That seems the way the politicians are working in this country. If you're here long enough, should we give you a go? We need to stop this nonsense of pension politicians. If they can't do the job, they shouldn't be there. The problem we have is the vast majority of politicians will never achieve anything in their political life.
Do me a favour, stay there for a second. Let me just go to Inga as well. Inga, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids.
Hi, Niall, how's your back?
Not good, I'll be honest with you. I'm dreading actually getting up out of this chair because...
I was going to text you earlier, book a physio appointment.
A physio appointment? Do you think it'll do any good?
It'll help some bit. It will help because there's no point in just dosing yourself up on drugs. And if it comes
I'm lucky, Inga, that it only happens once every year or so for some strange reason. And I don't even have to be lifting anything. It happened to me one day when I was literally putting a parking ticket into a machine, you know, to validate it. And I literally just turned.
And let them have a look and they'll either go, yeah, go away and get your drugs. Or they'll go, this is something you need to do. Or they might give you an exercise or they could give you something.
I was told by a doctor years ago, he's not a doctor, sports injury specialist. Unfortunately, it's something you're going to have to live with. That's what I was told.
I know, that's bull.
Anyway, getting back to the story, Inga, and not my tale of woe.
My God, I am so sick of listening to the name of Catherine Zepone. Last week it was Catherine Zepone, and I thought, oh, sugar, have I been pronouncing it wrong all along? I'm sick of it. It's jobs for the boys. They're all back.
And the girls. And the girls in this occasion.
And if someone questions, well, she's the first girl now to have got in on something. If someone questions them, oh, quick, hit delete. No, I don't know what you're talking about. It's just crap. More in their line to sort out the country, sort out the hospitals, do something for the people that are in need after 18 months of nothing.
But that nothing is going to get done when we're all focused on this kind of nod and winkery politics that's been going on. Well, mind you, that's been going on in this country for 40 years.
I don't think she'd be that stupid. Or is he just denied now because he got caught?
Well, that's up to you to decide.
And between Micheál now and Leo, if you tie the two of them together, you still wouldn't get it.
Do you think she's not a stupid woman by any stretch of the imagination?
That's what I'm.
But
thinking.
Do you think she picked him up wrong, or do you?
And she made it up.
Do you think she picked him up wrong, or do you think he offered her the position?
Oh, I'd say he offered her the position. She's not a silly woman. She doesn't come across as a silly woman. She didn't imagine it. Why would you? Why that out of? Sure, she could have said, "Let me be a minister. Let me be your whatever." No. He offered it to her. Of course, he did. They're backtracking and they're tripping over themselves and people are sick of them now.
So what's the alternative?
Election.
An election?
Yeah.
Have an election, clear the decks.
But again, as I say to both of you, there's
cushy positions.
Yeah, but you remember the last time we had an election. So we had the election, you have a 1.5-2 month run up to the election. Then we didn't get a government formed for nearly 4 or 5 months.
Because they couldn't make their minds up. They couldn't decide what to have for lunch, let alone decide who's having a government.
And what's going to happen? Sinn Féin will run more candidates and maybe get in with somebody. I don't know. That's maybe not a possibility now because I think Sinn Féin...
Well, at this stage, I think they couldn't do any worse a job than what's going on at the moment.
Sinn Féin haven't been great opposition over the last 18 months, have they, really?
Give a damn about the hospitals.
Would you, I mean, sorry, but hang on for a second. Just on that note, would you vote for Sinn Féin, Alan?
Oh, I have done before.
I vote for my independent guy. I won't say who he is, but he's a quite good guy. He gets stuff done.
Right, okay.
So I normally vote for.
Well, by the way, if you want to mention his name, there's no harm in mentioning his name.
Well, I won't mention
his
name.
All right, okay. If he's a good guy and a good politician, I have no problem.
He's a local guy to us, but yeah. We need to stop this nonsense of what these guys are doing and what they're getting away with. We need to stop this now. If we don't stop this now, Irish people are the stupidest idiots for allowing them to continue to pull the wool over our eyes and do this the whole time. It's not the first time this has been done. They've been at this the whole time.
But nothing has ever changed. If you go back in time, 30, 40 years, I mean, we had it with Charlie Haughey, we had it with Bertie Ahern. No, nothing has ever really changed. Irish politics has always been like that. It's almost this cultural thing of a nod and a wink and a job for the boy, you know what I mean? Job for me, mate.
That needs to stop.
Yeah, but here's the thing, it's human nature. For example, and I said this morning to Tara, we were chatting about it. And Alan, if you were in a company position, and you had a son or a daughter, and there was a position going, you could get them in, you'd do the same, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you won't get away with that nowadays.
But you look at RTE. RTE is the epitome of nepotism.
RTE's been getting away again. Because they fuck up to the government and politicians. They've been getting away with that for a long time. And it's about time we stop this nonsense now. We stop this nonsense now, once and for all. And say, if you don't do what you're supposed to do, you will be held to account. And we also need to bring in... We also bring in laws that we can strip pensions from these politicians who do wrong.
Inga, I mean, do you believe nepotism should be illegal?
Well, in a public position, definitely.
And so in a public job? In the public sector?
They're running the country. They're looking after what are the same. There's 5 million people now in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sneaking around and hiding. And they should also be made, here's your work phone. Any messages, unless your mailbox gets full, you don't delete them. You prove what you did. You don't delete it on the quiet and go, oh, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
I would have imagined they have a work phone and then a private phone if they want to.
That politician last night and that politician on Tonight Show last night said he had two phones. And he said they're private phones because he pays for both of them. Not the fact that he gets 750 quid every year to pay for one of his phones.
Yeah.
So he was saying they weren't subject to FOI, and I think they are subject to FOI. Now, I have a company phone which is subject to my company at any time checking my phone to see what's on it.
Well, and if it's a company phone paid for by the company, that's the fact of life, isn't it?
But a politician's phone is paid for by the taxpayer.
Absolutely.
It's paid for by everybody.
It should be then subject to FOI as well.
Well, they are subject to FOI. Any communications in relation to the government under the Finance Act are subject to FOI.
Yep, but we need to be checking this stuff more, and we can't have them holding back our FOI requests.
Well, Simon Coveney said he deleted the text because he was hacked last year.
Yeah, he was hacked by backside, but he never told the data commissioner that, though.
Well, he did inform on Garda Síochána at the time, seemingly.
Yeah, but not the data commissioner. So I can report that the guy said, I'm after getting something, but it doesn't mean it's true. I can do that to cover my own backside. Like.
So, Inga, you're just sick of it at this stage. But Inga, when you say you're sick of it, Alan does have a point, too. The media can't just ignore it either, but the problem I find is that when people turn on the radio or they watch the news and nothing else is getting done in the country apart from focusing on these problems.
That's what I'm saying. Are they making a big thing of it because she's female? I don't know.
No, I wouldn't even make this a gender issue.
He got caught.
But that's why we're making a thing of it. And I think we're making a thing of it because Leo got caught at Marion Gate. I think that's where it all started. Anyway, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. Inga raised a good point there about nepotism, and I'm sure you all know what nepotism is, of course, getting a job for a friend or a family member, whatever it is. Should nepotism be illegal in all forms? I mean, should you have to be able to prove that somebody was given a job based on their experience, based on going for an interview? In every situation I've ever been in life, I've always spotted nepotism. Nepotism exists everywhere. Now, it shouldn't exist in government because there is actually rules against it within government. For example, once you're out of government in a ministerial position, I believe you're not supposed to be in contact with government or members of government for 1 year or something like that. There are lots of rules. You're not allowed to lobby for a position or lobby for influence, which Catherine Zapone clearly did, by the way. She was lobbying the government, which is also illegal and against the rules. But nepotism in itself, RTE is rife with nepotism and has been for years. Everybody knows that. Jobs for family members and all this kind of carry on, even though it's public sector jobs. But I mean, should nepotism be completely illegal? Like a criminal offence? To get somebody a job because you know somebody. Wink, wink, wink. Or do you think, sure, that's just human nature, no? Nepotism, we've all done it. My dad tried to get me into Dublin Airport years ago. That was a big thing. Family and friends into Dublin Airport. We all know that. Don't think it's as much of a thing now. The number is 087-188-0008. I just didn't want a job in Dublin Airport. I wanted to be a DJ. 087-188-0008. Should nepotism be completely illegal?
Oh, if you tolerate this, then your children will be next, will be next, will be next. Get out of office, please.
Yeah, may you always make a good song out of everything, can't you? Pat, you're an Ireland's classic kids. How you doing, Pat?
Well, how you doing?
Good. I mean,
you there a few minutes ago talking about nepotism.
Mm, you know, or cronyism, yeah.
Cronyism would be more the thing, because nepotism would be... And actually, what you said in terms of somebody giving somebody the job that actually existed, that job didn't exist.
Well,
that
yes.
job was made up for who?
Of course it was.
You know what I mean?
They'll deny that, but of course. I mean, we all know that. We're not stupid. See, this is the problem. They obviously think we're stupid. You know what I mean?
Here's the problem, too, and this is why he keeps getting caught out. I'm on the Coney. The arrogance. How dare they question me on this?
Well, he has apologised. He has apologised.
Ah, yeah, because he got caught out. Mm. He got caught out. That's why he's apologising. That's the only reason
he's apologising for, you know, obviously taking up the committee's time. He's apologising for maybe, as he says, conveying the message to Catherine Sapone wrongly, wherefore she thought it was an offer, but it wasn't actually an offer, which doesn't make any sense. She's not a stupid woman.
That doesn't make sense. When you look at the text that she sent him,
thank you so much.
About that at all. The only ambiguity is about the fact that he deleted his text.
Well, it does.
I wonder why.
Yeah. I mean, she says, yeah. Thank you so much for offering me this incredible opportunity.
Yeah.
He did offer. It's an offer.
Well, in all fairness, you know, she was pushing it from what I can see.
She was badgering not just him. She was badgering Leo Varadkar. She was badgering them all, it seems.
Yeah. And then Varadkar's throwing him under the bus anyway.
Yeah. Well,
that's part of the course. Machiavelli himself, you know.
Mm.
But
I'm talking about today, generally, I'll come back to nepotism in a second, or cronyism in a second, but what I'm talking about, I suppose, is the media focused on all of these stories. It's not, forget about Leo and Simon and everything, but it's just everything. It's just constantly focused. I mean, the front page again today was Micheál Martin talking about Leo at the weekend at the gig and all this, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the thing about it is, Noel, it's like you said earlier on, that these things are, there's a cultural thing there with it. You know, I had a conversation this morning with a politician, believe it or not.
Hmm.
And it is. It's a cultural thing. It's been going on for so long. But the thing about it is now, it's out there. With social media, they can't hide these things the way they used to. The nod and the wink is gone.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, everyone can see everything now. There would have been only the people in the loop would have known what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know yourself. I heard about such and such and such and such, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I could tell you stories about politicians that call you a hairdo. I'm not joking.
But, like, I'll tell you a few myself.
But nowadays, they just don't get away with it, they're saying. Even the fact that they have those laws now with, you know, money laundering and a whole lot, they can't be taking the money they used to. But I can tell you now, here's the thing that I was asking about a certain person there a while ago. I was told, oh, no, he doesn't accept money anymore. He wants drugs.
He wants drugs?
He wants drugs. Cocaine. Seriously. There's a thing for you. Couldn't be seen to be taking money for, you know.
So he'll take a bit of the new currency as cocaine.
Yeah. Because there's no, he doesn't have to, you know, like...
But look, I mean, all I will say is, in every form of life, there's corruption, right? Be it in every job, in every sector, be it in government, because we're dealing with human beings, and human beings are imperfect. By nature, we're imperfect, okay? So everybody has their failings, and nobody's really perfect. So we expect some level of discourse and some level of, you know, we're going to expect problems.
No, we expect more from people in authority, people spending our money. We're going out, we're earning our tax, we're earning money, we're paying nearly 50% taxes on what we earn to keep these people, you know, apparently, and keep them in the custom they've become...
The life they've become accustomed to.
Yeah, it's a joke. It really is. I mean, they're spending money hand over fist on the wrong things. Well, there's one thing now, the argument they had going back over the years, talk about now, we're going to be Sinn Féin, and they're saying, oh yeah, the city money, talking about, they can't talk about money, where are they going to get this money from and that money from to do this and that. The first thing I always thought of was, if they could even get in there and stop the waste, that would be a major thing.
Yeah.
Never mind anything else, the actual money that's being wasted, you look at the money that's going to our children's hospital, for a start.
Look at the money that goes into politics in this country. We've more politicians and councillors per head of population than most other countries in the world.
Yeah, I went around, down the quays there, and for the last, 5 or 6 years, there's been scaffolding around the roof for the Fall Courts. Yeah. I've never seen anyone on it.
I noticed that actually myself. because I went to a divorce, I had reason to be visiting the courts on a regular basis. I actually noticed that myself. Yeah.
It's costing millions. It costs millions. For those... To have that erected.
I'm assuming they're meant to be renovating it.
I'm assuming there's something going on. They forgot about it. It wouldn't surprise me, you look at the whole debacle with the printer going into the whole air, that whole thing.
the printer that didn't actually fit in the room.
And it's still, that's still not up and running.
No, I know.
I'm
trying to remember the cost. Was it 14 ridiculous, some ridiculous,
4
million?
Million?
That's just something like that, yeah.
1.5, nearly 2 million now.
Yeah.
But they trained somebody up to drive a forklift to load the bleeding. And that hasn't even happened yet. But look, Noel, as regards nepotism, you're talking about that. Okay. If you have your own company, it's yours. If you want to employ your son or your daughter, fair enough, that's you. If you're the diner up to the job, that's you that's going to suffer, to the greater degree.
Yeah.
But in public office, there has to be protocols in place. And
What about any public sector job? Should there be any...
Oh, without a doubt, yeah. It has to be. There has to be.
Yeah,
I mean it's that's money. We're funding that. That's funded by the taxpayer.
But a lot of people will text in anytime we mention cronyism and nepotism. People text in about RTE. I mean, and we know that goes on over there. Sure, families and friends and people that are in high places.
Look, for a long time I was picking people up from there, as a taxi driver, and I could tell you, without a doubt, let's say I agree with you.
Yeah.
Entirely.
Oh yeah.
I mean, even their politics is Labour. Full stop, because of the unions. Just a strong union, and that's the only reason.
Stay there for a second. Let me go to Michael. Michael, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you, Michael?
I'm not too bad. No, Tom. How's yourself?
Good. Okay. I mean, is it right that we're spending, and not just Zapponyism, by the way, but Marion Gate, Golf Gate, Leo the Leak, Resign Leo, all these things, which are really not helping to run the country. So, are we spending and focusing too much time on all that stuff?
No, yes and no. Yes, because unfortunately what's going on in the background that isn't being reported on while everyone's melting down about this. Like, Golfgate broke the same day as they released the interim report on what happened in the nursing homes over coronavirus. Now, I've read that report and it's shocking.
It's a damning report. I know the report you're talking about.
And there's a load of recommendations that have been made that were supposed to be done within a month, within 3 months on an ongoing basis. Where are we with that? Nobody's answering. But, politicians lying. No,
but isn't this the problem? When you've got something like Golfgate, or, for example, with Merion Gate, we had, Darragh O'Brien's housing plan, which was released on the same day, which didn't really get a look in the news, which is a really important plan, by the way, if it's of any use. Well, probably didn't deserve it. You're probably right. It doesn't do enough. It's just an extension of the old plan. But in saying that, it's something that we should be interested in, and yet the news is consumed by, Catherine Zappone, Micheál Martin letting Leo away and saying it's his own private time of the weekend, which is nonsense. The news is consumed by everything else, Michael.
But it is, and in a way, people know what's happening. I can tell you a great story. Years ago now, I'm going back to the 80s here. There was a politician in the west of Ireland, we won't mention his name, and he went into a local company that used to make telephones, right? Northern Telecom, it was called at the time, right? And he got a load of the scrap ones, the rejects, out of the bin. And he went out around the country and he knocked on doors and he said, "How are you doing, man? Listen, I promised your phone. Well, here it is. Your man will be around to connect you now within the next couple of weeks."
Right. To get votes,
He did, of course.
Yeah.
He got voted in. Right.
And people never got their phones connected either.
Not sure. They were still with. They were probably dead and buried before it even came out. There's another element with spin. People talk about this printer for Dáil Éireann. Now, I used to work in a big printing press, big printing companies, right? That wasn't a simple printer. That was a printer, automatic addresser, and dispatcher. I mean, if you had that in the private sector, you would have a printing company. Just
yeah, it was a major machine. Yeah. In fairness, they do a lot of printing in Dáil Éireann, so they do need something reasonable. Although a few laser printers would have done the job.
Yeah, but this was purely for addressing stuff to the constituents, because what you can do is you can upload a database of addresses and boom, it'll do a
But they were printing out Christmas cards and everything last year, thousands of them. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, so that's what's going on. And the other thing then is, I have actually seen and witnessed, and he's known for it. People are kind of, oh, wow, we're so shocked this is happening. Come on. We've known.
Well, I was surprised, actually. Pat mentioned there's a politician that he's aware of who doesn't take the old bribe in the back pocket anymore, but takes a drug instead, because he'd be caught with the cash.
There you have it. But the people have got a lot.
But is it not fair to say, Michael, and what I said to Pat is that no matter what walk of life we're talking about, be it media, be it politicians, be it every line of work, we are human beings, and there are people, you know, who are imperfect, and people are imperfect, and we're always going to have problems. There's no such thing as a perfect society.
But it doesn't excuse, and politicians need to be held to the highest of standards. Like, everyone should be held to the highest of standards. And I mean, if I mess around in my job, I'm gone. It's that simple. Do you know?
No,
I won't get the benefit of the doubt. I'm gone.
Yeah, same goes for me. Pat.
It's simple as this, right? We all make mistakes. We've made mistakes. You've made mistakes. It's how you deal with those mistakes.
Exactly.
And here you go, moving forward. And the fact that, you know, as that man just said there now, he'd be accountable for his mistakes. These people are not held to account. Back to what he said about Coveney. The arrogance of the man, he did not want to be answered. He hadn't even got a story straight because he didn't expect
it. But you heard me, Hal Martin, during the week brushing the story off to saying it was only a small appointment anyway, so we're making too much of a big deal about
more about their pensions. That's all they're concerned about, hanging in there for the pension.
Okay, listen, I have to go to a break. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. Michael believes talking about it as well justified. Pat says it goes beyond nepotism and cronyism and everything else. And it's how they deal with these things afterwards. And people want people to fall on their swords, and generally speaking. The number's 087-188-0008. Focusing, we're talking about not only nepotism and cronyism, but obviously all the isms that are going around at the moment, the hashtags and hashtag resign Leo and gateism and the ponyism and Marion Gate. And is the news and the media and everybody else spending too much time talking about this and not focusing on the real problems we have in this country? Here's a story that's much more important. I'm seeing it just on Twitter at the moment. The Virgin Media News are putting it out here that there's a massive Garda-led operation underway involving searches at a number of locations in Limerick City, targeting the assets of criminal organisations. And he put up a video there, and I've never seen so many police cars, or Garda cars, should I say, vans, and everything else from the Criminal Assets Bureau. I'm assuming that's who they're from, because that's what he's talking about. That's an important story that we should know about, what the criminals are up to in this country. Mind you, some people say the politicians are the real criminals. Tom, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Tom?
Niall, I was just going to say what you said, that they should be that the Criminal Assets Bureau should be outside the door. and I keep saying that, you know, our political system is extremely corrupt. And we
Is it really? I mean, when you look at other countries in the world that are genuinely very corrupt.
But you see, we're talking about our country. And our political system is viciously corrupt. And because the people are so willing to accept it, that makes us corrupt also. Now, you were saying about nothing is getting done in the country because of the Catherine Zappone situation.
Well, not just Catherine Zappone. I mean, there's been a litany of different situations over the last 8 or 9 months that seem to consume the media and consume the news.
It does consume the media. And it does, and of course, you see, this is very good for the government. Because, first of all, we forget things. I'll give you an example of what was in the papers recently, and nobody seems to be jumping on it. The government are now going to buy property off of cash-strapped developers who are going to build on it and sell the houses to the back of the government.
I did see that, and people were talking about Dara O'Brien doing a cozy deal with the developers. Yes, I saw that.
You see, all of this is going on. But you see, we're like birds, bird brains. We have forgotten about the banking crisis and the corruption that went on there.
But isn't this what I'm saying today, Tom? That because we're focused on this story, and don't get me wrong, when I hear Micheál Martin turn around yesterday and say, Leo Varadkar's private time is his private time and it's nobody's business, it is people's business, of course.
It most certainly is.
Of course it is. And it was people's business when people were doing things in private time in Golfgate at the time, but it didn't involve Leo, so then it didn't matter. But the point I'm making is, we get consumed by that, so you, the people, the citizens, don't get informed about stories like the one you just mentioned, which are actually really important.
Well, you see, the unfortunate thing is that for quite some time, we haven't been informed at all. And I've been banging on about this to RTE and everybody else, that gone are the days of people like Brian Farrell and Ronnie Walsh and the good people who hunted these people. Now the people themselves and the people who, the media, who are supposed to be the protectors of democracy, are accepting they orchestrated and manufactured reply to questions rather than answers to questions. And
I think it's a little bit unfair sometimes, and I think criticism is a little bit unfair. For example, I mean, yesterday I was listening to RTE on the way home, and you know, and I thought it was a very good interview, and I thought Sarah McInerney was excellent, and she tore Neil Richmond a new you know what, and I you know, so I think that was good. You know, that was good media, and that's what people want. They want the truth. So I think it works.
Yeah, there is another good lady there, and I'm very fond of her, listening to her, Áine Lawler.
Yes, she's excellent. Yes, she's Morning Ireland, yes.
Yeah, she takes no crap from them. But unfortunately, we have got to a situation where our politicians can spin anything to the people after an election, and the people don't matter. The people only matter on the day of the election. After that, it means nothing. The people mean nothing. We have no power. We are powerless. And we don't have a democracy. We have a demagoguery system of politics. And you pointed it out very well when you said that if we had a general election in the morning, the gobshites would actually put the same people back into power.
They would.
The Fine Gaelers, the elite, wealthy people of the country, the big farmers, the business people, the professional classes, they'll put Fine Gael back in to make sure that they're looked after. Then the Paddy is left with Sinn Féin. Labour, joke.
But do they even exist anymore? Sorry. No. Are they relevant even anymore?
Of course they are. They're totally irrelevant. Now, don't you're asking about Sinn Féin. Well, I'll give you...
Tom, of 20 seconds. Go on.
Right. When I was in the Naval Service, I asked a question, what would happen if the IRA and Sinn Féin took over? And the old sweat said to me, look, son, he says, would it be any worse than the bastards we have at the moment?
All right, listen, on that note, Tom, I'm going to have to go into a break. Keep texting. Thanks for giving us a call today.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.